the number one issue is the border. By far and away, it is the crime coming from the border, whether it's Lincoln Riley or Ruby Garcia, or the eight Venezuelans that were squatting in a Bronx apartment with drugs and guns and a seven-year-old running down the street. Some of them were released. They've all been rearrested now. I don't know what's going to happen there. But you've all seen the video, of course, of the illegals running over the gates and the fences and the officers posted there outside of El Paso, Texas, here just a few days ago. They've all been released, apparently. Nicole McCaw is producer, host of the documentary film Border War. She joins me now. Nicole, nice to see you.
For having me on. Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. Look, they came in and they were released and apparently won't be charged according to the judge. Now, my question is that the judge's fault or is it the fault of this rule that they have to be processed in 48 hours? It's a terrible rule. Oh, you've got to get this done in this artificial amount of time, even though when you've got thousands of people to process. Who's to blame here?
Well, when we take a look at it, was the magistrate of El Paso, so the judge of judges, came through and said, we're not going to bother to prosecute them right now. We're not ready. Mind you, these are individuals who are here illegally. They assaulted our officers who are trying to do their job. And I do find it extremely ridiculous. The judge mentioned that their feelings would be hurt if we started identifying them as Venezuelan or related them to gangs. Do you know what hurts my feelings? My nephew overdosed three times on fentanyl in 48 hours. That came in through the border. Do you know what hurts families' feelings? When they have to bury their children because they're 18 years old and decided to experiment with their friends and take a pill that had fentanyl on it. That's what hurts families.
Yeah, that is what hurts families and kills people. You know, and I read a story about a 19-year-old kid at University of California, Berkeley here. It's been about a month ago. Died of an overdose, 19-year-old kid. Good kid, clean cut, nice neighbor, nice family, so on and so forth. He died from an overdose. And you say, well, gosh, he shouldn't have been playing with drugs. It's not like he went out and took a fentanyl pill. Fentanyl was laced into something else. He was like any other college kid or a lot of college kids. He experimented with drugs one night, you know. He was out there, you know, just doing some crazy stuff. He's dead. He paid with his life, and that never should have happened, right? And then I hear people say about Ruby Garcia, the woman murdered in Grand Rapids, Michigan here recently. Well, it was a domestic violence murder. It wasn't. But for that border being open, that domestic violence murder never would have occurred, should never have occurred. She should still be alive. That's my belief. What say you?
Absolutely. We have 11 ports of entry. So if you are being persecuted for your religion, we'll just say, we'll use China, for example. You know, they go after the Uyghurs. They go after the Falun Gong there. Okay, so we understand that. We have 11 ports of entry. Come through that way, you're being persecuted. Absolutely. But when you have people who are coming in by the thousands, who you have the gotaways, the ones that the touchables, and then there's ones that you are actually going to process who are coming in. Now, let me give an example. 2 years ago, when I was down at Eagles Pass, we ran ops on personal property, and we detained 100 illegals in one night. 48 were men. The rest were children that were zip-tied and sedated. And when our linguists asked these guys, where's the wife? Where's the abuela? Where's the aunties? They said, we're getting a divorce at 3:32 a.m. Where are you guys going with these kids? Chuck E. Cheese? Absolutely not.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese. You know, there's a rat loose, all right, but that's not the rat we're referring to. Look, the border is open. You did the documentary, Border Wars. The border is open, and that's by design. That has to be the policy. There's no other explanation here for the border being open, is there? Unless it is the policy of the United States to remain open.
I do think that when you take a look at the last 60 years in this country, the communist elitists had to go back to the drawing board. They had to get smart and said, we're going to do it thread by thread. We're not going to do it as open as Hitler did it. So what they decided is they went back through the educational system. We've seen that in the indoctrination of the universities. We've seen this through the corruption on both sides of the politics where you have rhinos and Democrats working together. For example, about the last bill that they wanted to pass, we had billions of dollars going to the green climate, but not saving the 60 to 80% of the children and women being raped at the border. Those in power right now can absolutely close the border, make one port of entry, and save hundreds of thousands of families' lives.
Yeah, but we refuse to do it. And I feel terrible for, and in fact, I talk to border agents almost every day on this program, border agents, representatives, people like yourself. Look, they feel terrible when they see something like Laken Riley or Ruby Garcia, whose killer was tossed out of the country September the 29, 2020 under the Trump administration, snuck back in, had no encounter with a border agent of any sort, so by definition is a gotaway. It breaks their heart when they see stories like that because they are trying as hard as they can with their hands tied behind their back to keep the border safe. It's too many people. It's too much to expect. It's an impossibility, and it's just sad and dangerous. I'll give you the last word.
I would love to point out a little hope here, if I may.
Okay.
It only took 2% of the colonial population to create the Continental Army, who outbeat, who outstrategized the strongest military in the world. We got this. We are at the precipice, and we do have a country to save. There is hope out there. Get local, get excited, and get involved.
Get involved. That's the real thing. Get involved. I greatly appreciate you being here, Nicole. You come back anytime. We'll talk more about it because this isn't going anywhere. Not anytime soon, anyway. Thank you. Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. Nicole McCaw. Border Wars is the documentary she did. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water. If you're in Michigan, the best water you can find is Wolverine Water. Ivy and I have been using Wolverine Water since long before we did this program. WolverineWaterSystems.com. And that reverse osmosis, drinking water system for your house, it'll be the best thing you ever do. You're going to love it. And the next time there's an apocalypse, you won't be standing over at Walmart with a cart full of bottled water. No, you'll have your own RO system and say, thank God for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Tell my good friend Paul Mahaney I sent you on over. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Sports with Brock after the break.
Michigan, there's a new opportunity in town, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.